Gemara says no. Bimei Rebbe in Rebbe's times already is Bikshu Lahatir Nisinim. That Rebbe wanted to be matir Nisinim, but take off the din avdus. He wanted to be matir that they should have not be an evid. So Rashi says, Lahatir Nisinim. So Amalahem Rebbe. So Chum says back to Rebbe, Chalkeinu Natir, true, the part that we own as the Jews, we have a right to free them. But Chelos Mizbeach Miyatir, they have a responsibility to be an ever to work for the Mizbeach. So we can't be matter the chiluk of Hashem. So Rashi chalkeinu natid yecholim bezdin lahati olahafkir chelkom shal Yisrael. The kaimlon hefker bezdin oy hefker. But to do what sarchim Mizbeach, that we can't be matter. So some of the learns of other they could have, but as far as they wouldn't want to do it. So that's why you should not do it. The Gemara says a pligi de Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, the Yagun of Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. The Yom Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Om Rabbi Yechanon. Chelak Eidol Liyayla Moser. Chelak Mizbeach, Bizman She Beisim Midishkayim Moser. Ein Beisim Midishkayim Shari. So Rashi learns a pligi means all to come a chelak Mizbeach Miyater. Afagav the Mizbeach Vimei Rebbe Lehevi. Mash when they entered back in Rebbe's times that the chelak that belonged to the Mizbeach, we can't free them. Mashmi, even after the Churban Abayis, there was still a chelik, a portion that belonged to the Mizbeach. So that argues on this man the Yomad. Here it says that when does the Mizbeach have a chelik in them, the Gevoinim after work? This man, there is a Beis Hamikdash. But after the Beis Hamikdash is Chorav, there's no more chelik of the Mizbeach. There's only a chelik that the Gevoinim have to work for Klai Yisrael. So if so, Rebbe would have been right to be mad to them. But still, the pshat is they were not matter them. Vaitos cause the fourth Dovra Melech Takona still applies. That Lamaisa, they at one time acted so mean and cruel, they did not have midas of Baishonim, Rachmonim, and Gorim Chasodim. Therefore, even though Vaitos in Rebbe's times, they changed a little bit, but Akoponim, they didn't want to be mivatel. The Maskonim is they were not matter them, though. They didn't take away Dovra Melech Zera, since they had these bad midas, were still supposed to stay away from them. They still left them to be Avodim. Yeah. So the Mishnah. Omar Rabbi Yeshua, Shomati, I heard over Shehatsaris, that means the man that's sterile can't have children, is Choletz V'Choltzim Lishtoy. If his brother dies without kids, he could do Mitzvah Chalitza. He's supposed to make a Chalitza. V'Choltzim Lishtoy, when he dies, his wife needs Chalitza. That he also heard that Vasaurus, a sterile person, is loy cholitz. There's no mitzvah. He can't give chalitza to his brother's wife. V'loy cholitz l'ishto. And when he dies, his wife does not need chalitza. V'yemli l'faris. Yeshua says, I'm stuck. I heard over two stira de kalachis. One says that a saurus does have a mitzvah chalitza, and one says he doesn't have it. So Rashi says, V'yasaurus loy cholitz. The pasuk says, Layim cheshmei mi Yisrael. That the whole purpose of Yibum is that if your brother died without children, we want the other brother to marry her to keep the name. Of a prat l'sara sheshmai mochui. Mashenken, if your brother, either the one that's dead or the one that's alive now, if he's a sara, if he can't have children, so anyway the name will be mochui. So there's no mitzvah Yibum. But I call upon him to the stira. First he heard there is, and then he hears there's not. So Amar Rabbi Kiva said like this, Ani afarash, I'll explain to you. Saris Adam, if it was born normal, but later an Adam, Zatrashi Sinisarsus Liakash and Ilad, after he was born, then he did something to himself to make himself sterile, is Choles Vacholz and Lishtoi. Then there is the Mitzvah Chalitza. Why? Mifnei Shehoiseloi Shasa Kosher. Because I call upon him, he was born normal. When he was born, he was able to have children. So something happened to him later on in life, therefore he's still supposed to give Chalitza. Ma'ashenkein Suris Chama means if he's born that way, Mimei Imarashi says he's born from his mother's stomach, and he's sterile, then Loicholitz Loicholtzin, Lishtoi. There's no din Chalitz, there's no din Yibum. Why? Mifnei Shlohoysel Shasa Kosher. There was never a time when he was able to have children, there's no parasha of Yibum by him. That's the terrace to the Stephen. Rabbi Lezer, why Rabbi Lezer says, Loi, just the opposite. No, not like Yosef Ben Kiva. Just the opposite. Ki, Elosaurus Chamo, if the person was born a Saurus, a sterile, is Choletz V'Choltz and Lishtoi, then there is a Mitzvah Chalitza. Mevnei Shiyeshto Refuah, because he could be healed up, he was born that way, maybe they could do something to change him. Mashen came through Adam, who was born normal, but he did something to him. He took some matter. He took some sam that made him sterile. Is lechelus lechosin lishtoi. Why there's no chalitza by him? Because he has no refuah anymore. He can't make himself well anymore. So therefore, he has no mitzvah yibum. Hey, Yid Reb Yeshua ben Beseira. Reb Yeshua ben Beseira said over in Edus that al ben megusais shehoyev Yerushalayim, on this mishpacha, this person that lived in Yerushalayim, that Tzris Adam, he was born normal, and later in life something happened to him and became sterile. V'yiv ma'asishtoi, and they made a ma'asis yibum. When he died without children, so his brothers made a ma'asis yibum. Lekayim divrei Rav Akiva, to Mekayim Rav Akiva's pshat, that Rav Akiva says, Tzris Adam, since he had a Shas HaKosher, there is a mitzvah yibum. Now, Hasris is Loichelus Loimiyabim. If a person's a Sris, there's no din chalitza, there's no din yibum. V'chein Islandis, same thing if the wife, if she's an Islandist, she can't have any children. Loichelus Loimiyabemis. There's no mitzvah chalitza on her, and there's no mitzvah yibum. Now, Hasris, Shecholus Tivimtoi, let's say the person that's sterile, him when his brother died without children, so he went ahead and made chalitza on his brother's wife, shecholos liyavimtoi, loy posla, it's not called a good chalitza, she's not posla zrach, she's mina kahuna, she's allowed to marry a kohen, shein chalitza san chalitza, because the chalitza from a sris means nothing, therefore she's not psula. Bualo, posla, baluyitsui, he's boiler, he lives with her, then she becomes posla, mefnei she bilas nus, because it's a bias nus, but there's no mitzvah yibum here. So she's living with a chai de krisis. She's living with Eshes Tach, with a brother's wife. She's living with a brother's wife. There's an erva, therefore she becomes like a zayna. She's posel to a kohen. V'chein idleness. The same thing if the lady was an idleness. She'achol tzalachin. When her husband died, if one of the brothers now give a chalitza, loy paslua. She does not come posel to a kohen. Because the chalitza means nothing. Since she's an idleness, there's no mitzvah yibum. So whoever gives the chalitza is nothing. Ba'aluha, let's say one of the brothers lives with her, plus lua, then she becomes posel, she becomes a din zayna. Mifnei she bilasa bilas nus. Because since she's an idleness, she can't have any children, there's no mitzvah yibum. So therefore, you are living now with your brother's wife, which is an erva to you. So when you live with an erva, you make her into a zayna, therefore she's possible to marry a kohen afterwards. So more so like this. Michti, let's see. Shamina la Rabbi Kiva, we heard that Rabbi Kiva says the Yomar. Chai ve lavin ke chai ve krisis domi. Rabbi Kiva shita is that by chai ve lavin there's no krisis kedushin. So you have the same malach like a chai ve krisis. So drashi, the Yomar Rabbi Kiva bacholitz, yesh mamze me chai ve lavin. The Bekiva Shita is if the parents didn't have a of a Chai V'lavin, where a Kayin marries a Gerusha, Chai V'lavin, the Locher is the kids of Mamzer. Because the Bekiva holds Kedushin is not Tofat, there's no Kedushin Mechai V'lavin. If so, it's Sris Adam Mechai V'lavinu. If a person is sterile, it's a Chai V'lavin Echsiv, Lo Yovei Psuadaka. That a Psuadaka cannot marry a Bas Yisrael. So if he lives with a Bas Yisrael, it's a Chai V'lavin, he's a Sris. Or ultimate the Sris is Bechlal of Psuadaka. The Echikom Rabbi Kiva Sris, Chilas Asesha Sochiv. Hola Ram Yekaimei, how could Rabbi Kiva say in our Mishnah that a Sris, if he was born normal, and then he became a Sris, there is a Mitzvah Yibum. He's supposed to give a Chalitza, Lechurat Sechai V'Lavin, and Rabbi Kiva Sheet, there is Chai V'Lavin, there is a Chai V'Krisis. V'Yabro Kaimei, Kechai V'Krisis, V'Koyel of Yisra Shesach, there should be no Mitzvah Yibum altogether. So how could Rabbi Kiva say in a case where the person was born normal, he had a Shas HaKosher, then he became a Sris, that is a Mitzvah Chalitza, how could that be? L'maisa, now that he's a Sris, it's a Chai V'Lavin to live with him. A Chai V'Lavin, according to Rabbi Kiva, is like a Chai V'Krisus. On a Chai V'Krisus, there's no Mitzvah Yibum. So there should be a Ptur and Chalitza also. How could Rabbi Kiva say, that's Pshah in the Mishnah that says, a Sris has to have Chalitza? That's the Kasha. Yeah, again, Michti Shemin l'Rabbi Kiva. We heard that Rabbi Kiva Shita is the Yomar. Chai v'lavin g'chai v'krisis domi v'chai v'krisis lav b'nei chalitza. That was the whole first parak. That Anisha, that's a chai v'krisis to you. There's no mitzvahs yibim at all, no din chalitza. Lav b'nei chalitza v'yibim ninu. So how could Rabbi Kiva say a Sris has to give chalitza? Omer Rab Ami, hocha b'mayaskinon. K'goin shenosa ochiv g'yaris.
We're talking about that the brother that died married a Kiyaris. That's who his wife is. Rabbi Kiva Sobel like Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Kiva holds like Rabbi Yossi Shita. The Yoma Kahalgerim lo yikre kal. A Kahalgerim is not called a Kal Hashem. Therefore, the brother that's alive now, true, he's a Sris. He's sterile. He has a din of Psua Daka. Slamai say him is true, it's a Chai Vilavin. But who is it a Chai Vilavin to? To marry a Bas Yisrael, a Kal Hashem. But to marry a Ger is Mutter to. If Yod Kal Gerim, lo yikre Kal, so he's allowed to marry a Ger. That's why it's good, our Mishnah. This is the case that the Sris, if his brother's wife, the Geris, falls to the Yibam, there's a mitzvah Yibam now. He could marry her. Therefore, he has to give a chalitza. For the Gemara, Yochi, if so, Yivumi Namim Yabim. So why isn't there a mitzvah Yibam then? If there's no Aveira involved, said Rabbi Kiva holds that since he once had a Shasa Kosher, he's in the Pasha of Yibam, why can't he even marry his brother's wife? So Gemara says, Eina Chanam, is that true? He could be Miyabim. But V'yai did the Yomer Yeshua, since Rabbi Yeshua said, Chalitz, you have to only give chalitza, because he holds what Kal Gerim is Ikre Kal, so it's a Chai Vilavim to be Miyabim. So Yehuda says, only give chalitza, is Omer Yehunami Chalitz. Rabbi Kiva also just said the word that a Sarist has to give chalitza. But Einach Nam, according to Rabbi Kiva, a Sarist could be Miyabim, his brother's wife, if she's a Gieris. Deke Nami have a proof for this also. Tiktani, it says, that Heyed Rabbi Yeshua ben Beseira. Our Ben Magusa Shahib Yushlayim, that Swiss Adam, Viyiv Masishtai, that there was a case of a Swiss Adam, means he was born healthy, and later on in life he became sterile, and he still, when his brother died, he was Miyabim, his brother's wife, Lekayim Div Rabbi Kiva, to be Mekayim Rabbi Kiva's Pshat. So Shmamina, here is a proof that according to Rabbi Kiva, in the case where your brother's wife is a Giyaris, that a Psua Daka, a Sris, is allowed to marry her. Say the Chanami, there's Mama Shemitzvah Yibum, and you're allowed to be Miyabmer also. Not only Chalitza, you can even give Yibum. And that's the story over here, that the Daka gave Chalitza. So that's Rabbi Kiva Shita. If you're a Swiss Adam, means you were born normal, there's a Mitzvah Yibum, since you have a Shasta Kosher. And later on, you could be Miyabim even. If what? Providing that she's a Gieris. If should be a Bas Yisrael, it's also for you. Because then you're a Psua Daka, it's a Chai Vilav. According to Rabbi Kiva, there's no Yibam at all. But in the case where she's a Giyaris, that you're Mutter to her, there's even a Mitzvah Yibam. Mosiv Rabbah. Rabbah is the Kash like this. Psua Daka or Kurush Shuvcha. Sris Adam V'Hazokin. In the case you have a man that's a Psua Daka, we had that his Beitzim were crushed, or else a Kurush Shuvcha, his Eva was cut off above the Atara. Or else Srisodim, a man that he doesn't have Srisodim, he can't have children, he's sterile, he has Zokin, an older person that can't have children anymore, is Oy Chotzen Oy Miyavim. And they're allowed to make Chalitz or Yibim. Kate said, what's the case? Meisu, if they died, Fulahem Noshim, and they have wives, Fulahem Achim, and they have brothers, V'yom Duachin, V'yosim Maimer V'nishayim, the brothers made Maimer, V'nosnu Get, and then they gave a Get. Oisha Chotzos, they gave Chalitza, Mashosu also, and Echnarmi, the Chalitza Takeschal. V'imbolu Konu, if they would have made Yibum, and Echnarmi, the Yibum Takeschal, Imbolu Konu, the Taka Yibum is good. What about Mesu Achin? Let's say not that he died, but he's still alive, his brother died. V'yom Duhain, and now these people that's a Psua Daka, or Khrushchev Chosris Adam Yazokin, they're the Yavim that's alive now. The also Maimer ben Ishasayim, and they gave Maimer and their brother's wife. The Nosnu Get, and they gave the Get, Oichotsu, Mashosu, Osu, Stakar, Osu, Chal. In other words, there's a Zika, your brother died, and these Yivamim, these people that are alive, now have a Mitzvah Yibum. Vim Bolu Kono, and if they made beer, they made Yibum, the Taka Koinho, has arisen Mitzvah Yibum. But the also Lakaiman, but you know, it's not very good to stay married. Vishum Shinem, because the Pasuk says, Lo Yobi Psuadaka, Kurushuvcha, Bakal Hashem. Almo Bekal Askinan, Mash, we're talking about a Kahal. So Lukhura is not according to Rabbi Kiva Shita. There is these Achai V'Lavin. And Achai V'Lavin, we hold Lamaisa, we say Esa Dechaloista say. So really there is a Mitzvah Yibum. Because to be Miyadim, your brother's wife, you'd be Mekayim Mitzvah Sesei. To live with her, it's only an Avera, an essay, we say Esa Dechaloista say. So therefore, if you are Boyalah, Lamaisa, you kind her. Just you can't live with her a second time, because a second time is not a Maisa Mitzvah, and then it's called an Avera, you're a Chai V'Lavin. So Alma V'Kal Askinen, We're talking about a kahal. So this sechur is still going according to Rabbi Kiva. So you see, Rabbi Kiva was matter even by a kahal. I is shver according to Rabbi Kiva. It's a shver. If they're in the kahal Yisrael, there's a chay v'lavin involved. I Rabbi Kiva says chay v'lavin is the chay v'krisus. There should be no mitzvah yim at all. Elo Amar Rabbi says like this. We're talking about that first the brother died. And at that time, the brother that's alive was healthy, was normal. So it was a mitzvah yibum. And for his lady became a psua daka. That's the case. So since she first fell, that's why the yibum is chal. Omalei abaya, v'leisa yisa psua v'nitcha yesa the yibum. Like, so what? But now that he became a psua daka, now that he's a chai v'lavin, it's like now he became a chai v'krisus. So now there should be no more mitzvah yibum. Meanwhile, Tanan, didn't we learn? Rabbi Gamliel Loimer, Gamliel says, Miyano, Miyano. If she's Mayan, if she says goodbye to her husband, the erev is good. Viyimlav, if she doesn't want to say goodbye to her husband, the locher is Tamtin. She has to wait at Shatagd until she becomes older. Viteitse halazumi shemachosisha. Now, as you are married, with your brother died. His wife is a Mrs. Yibum. You're married to a sister. And she's only a ketana. So we say the word, if you tell your ketana not to give you miyan, very good, you're not married to her, you can be miyabim, do the mitzvah yibim. Viyimlav, if you're the young girl that you married now, she's a ketana, she doesn't want to give you miyan, so then you can't marry your brother's wife, because it's your wife's sister. So tamten, you have to wait that shetagl, until your wife becomes older. And then there'll be no more mitzvah yibum because your brother's wife is your wife's sister, not chaysisha. Alma, what do we see? Also yisra chaysisha v'dochi, that even though at the time when your brother died, that was a mitzvah yibum, your brother's wife. That was a gedolah. Your wife is a ketani, not married to him, the rabbanon. So at the time when your brother died, there was a mitzvah yibum on your brother's wife. But now if you stand wait until your wife becomes a gedolah, now later when she becomes a gedolah, so now your brother's wife is your wife's sister, she becomes an erva. So you see, even though at the time when your brother died, there was a mitzvah yibum, but if later she becomes an erva to you, the mitzvah yibum goes away. So, achinami, here also, when your brother died, true, the other brother was alive, was healthy. But later he became a psua daka. According to Rabbi Kiva, the kasher is, Nesa yisa psua v'nitchei. Let the yisa psua daka, chai v'lavin, come now and throw away the mitzvah yibum. Because according to Rabbi Kiva, chai v'lavin is like a chai v'krisis. There should be no more mitzvah yibum right now. Just like if she becomes your wife's sister. Elo Omar Rabbi Yosef. Haitana hachtona de Rabbi Kiva. And Echnami, the Tana that says this loch is the Tana of the Rebbe Kiva. The Yoma Mechai V'lavin, the Sher Hevi Mamzer. That depends which type of Chai V'lavin is like Chai V'krisis makes a Mamzer. Only Chai V'lavin of your relatives. But Mechai V'lavin, Greda Loi Hevi Mamzer. But from a regular Chai V'lavin like over here, that you can't marry a Ptsuwa Daka Kur Shuvcha, it's not because he's married to you, it's not because he's a relative, it's Tam a Chai V'lavin. So this sheet tells the Koran to Rabbi Kiva that Stam Chai V'lavin does not make him into a mamzer. So it's not like a Chai V'krisis. So then it's very good. So then the pshat is that it's not a Chai V'krisis either. So therefore it's only a Chai V'lavin. On a regular Chai V'lavin we should say, yes, Adechaloysa say. So therefore this is the case that there is a mitzvah yibum. When his brother dies without children, Lamaisa, the brother alive right now, is a psua daka. So what? He's only a Chai V'lavin. This Chai V'lavin is not a relative Dika Chai V'lavin. It's not a Chai V'lavin because he can't have children. So therefore, he's allowed to live with her. He's allowed to make Yibum. Said Gemara, no, still, why is the Yibum here? Ikri Khan, why don't we say the Pasuk says, L'hokim L'yokim Shein? For Olav Bar Hokihu. Where is there a Mitzvah Yibum if you're a Bar to have children? But here, where you're a Sarish, you can't have children, L'chur should be Yosef you to make Yibum. There should be no Mitzvah Yibum at all. Not that you shouldn't even say Asadai Chaloysa say. Like the only side of Yibim is to have children. If you can't have children, it shouldn't be a Yibim at all. Amarovim came, if so, Ein Luch Isha Shekshevel Yibim. Shalai Nasas Bailos Riz Chama Shurachas Kedul Misosai. There should never be a Mrs. Yibim then. Because every husband, before he dies, like right before he dies, he gets so weak, he can't have children at that time. So at that time, he's a Sris. So if you tell me now, when the person becomes a Sris, there's no Mrs. Yibum, there'll never be a Mrs. Yibum. Because the male, right before you die, you get so weak, you can't have children then either. Say, Alamai, the fact you become a Sirius does not pop you from Yibum. Mar says now the Rebbe Lezer, Peruke de Rova Pirchi. That the Rova gave an answer is Taka Pirchi on it. So what? Hosam ki chishusa di aschila bay. There's no sushta. When a person is dying, there's nothing really wrong with his body. Just is becoming a little bit weak, that's all. Of a Mashenkin here, the guy is a Sirius, his body can't have children at all. It's much different. Where it says, Nasmela, it's not such a good shot. Rashi says, Tichushu yischalted bay, v'lav srisu, helemisa machash koichoi. That life before you die is not the pshat you're a sris. The pshat is just on, you're losing your strength. But a real sris maybe should have no mitzvah yibim. So it's a good kasha like. Now the Gemara starts says, Hechi dami sris chama, what's called a sris chama? He was born that way. Am Rav Yitzchak, Rav Yosef, Am Rav Yechinen, kol shla ro, shachas bekashrusay. He was never had a time that he was able to have children. Because he was born from his mother's stomach that way, he was born sterile. That's called the Swiss Chama. Alright, go over this desk more again tomorrow. We'll stop here. You were holding that pay, really, that pay him an aleph on top. Just last Gemara again was that the Gemara asked the Kasha, rolled him by a Swiss. A Swiss means a man that can't have children, he's sterile. So Shalom was, the last Gemara's Kasha was, Ikri Khan, Lokim Lochav Shein, for a lav bar hochiu. Like, how could there be a mitzvah chalitza, a mitzvah yibum, if the Yovim is sterile, can't have children? The Pasuk says, Lohokim Lochav Shein, you have to be able to have children. That's the mitzvah of yibum. If your brother dies without children, so he's supposed to marry his wife to have children. So Gemara says, Amar Rova, if that's true, Im kemein lecha isha shekshere liyibum. There'll never be an isha that's kosher to have mitzvah yibum. Shloi nasa baila sris chama shrachas chedun lemitzosei. Because every time before a person dies, he gets so weak right before he dies, that at that period, he can't have children. So it comes out that the person that died right before he died, he also wasn't able to have children. So what do you have to say? That we don't look at the way he is right now, right before he dies. Be it, as long as the one time he was able to have children, there's the mitzvah yibum. See, also, a sris we're talking about now is a person that was born healthy. When he was born, he was able to have children. Something else later on in life happened that he can't have children, so that does not stop the mitzvah yibum. So mitzvah yibum means not that you really have to have children, but if you're such a person that when you were born, you were able to have children, even though later on in life something happens to you that you can't have any more children, still there's a mitzvah yibum. Now the Gemara says, the Rebbe Eliezer, Peruke de Rova Pirchi. According to Rebbe Eliezer, Nechura, this should be a kasha. Because Rebbe Eliezer said just the opposite. Rebbe Eliezer says in the Mishnah that a sris chama has a mitzvah chalitza. Mashenkin, a person that was once healthy, and then he became a sris that he can't have children, he has no mitzvah chalitza. So Rebbe Eliezer holds that a person that was born sterile, that can't have children, there is a mitzvah chalitza. So the question is why? In other words, like Rashi says, the Gemara is really asking the question now according to Rebbe Eliezer. So we see from here, since a person was once able, fit to have children, even though now he can't have children, still there's a mitzvah yibum. So Rebbe Eliezer's sheet in the Mishnah was the opposite. That if he was born sterile, then it's okay. But if he was born healthy and then later something happened to him, there's no mitzvah yibum. So the question is why? Why shouldn't there be a mitzvah yibum later? What do I care if later he can't have children, but at one time he was fit to have children? Because if not, you have rovah svarah. Whenever a person dies, right before that, he can't have children. So the Gemara says, according to Rebbe Eliezer, this is not a kasha. The Gemara says, Hosom ki chishusa diaschila bay. According to Rebbe Eliezer, that's not a kasha. Rebbe Eliezer holds that if a person is right now sterile, he can't have children, and he's not fixable, he can't be healed up, so the Maaseh says there's no mitzvah yibum. The question is, that every person right before he dies, he's so weak he can't have children. The Torah says there's nothing wrong with the body. It's only ki chichusha, he's like weak, that's all. But that's not called he can't have children. Mashenkin, if a person is sterile as a sris, then Rebbe Eliezer's sheet there is, where he's not curable, and the chanami, there's no mitzvah yibum. Now the Gemara says, sris chama, hechidami sris chama. What's considered like a person that was born sterile, that was born that he can't have children? Om Rav Yitzchak, Rav Yosef,